The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Samach Hei. The Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Hei Min Aleph brings a brisa from Megillas Tainus, Ilu Nimayo. The following days, Loilus Hanoboin, that the Megillas Tainus lists certain days that are considered Yom Tovim, that one is not allowed to fast, and there's certain days that are considered a Yom Tov that one is not allowed to fast or give a hesped. And the Megillas Tainus says, the Gemara brings down, that whenever there's a Yom Tov that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus, not only is there an Isser, that one is not allowed to fast or give a hesped on the actual day of the Yom Tov, but even the day before, Lefneim, Lachreim, according to some Tanoim, even the day afterwards, are also Osir. It's also forbidden for one to give a hesped or to fast on the day before these Yom Tovim. So based on this halacha, that one is not allowed to fast on the Yom Tov, one is not allowed to fast the day before the Yom Tov as well. So the Rishonim, they're brought down over here in the Shita Mekubetzes, ask a question. We know the Gemara says in Tainus that really Botla Megillas Tainus, that even though there's a Megillas Tainus that lists all the Yom Tovim that one is not allowed to fast, however, the Gemara says that these halachas do not exist anymore. The Chazal said that we don't observe these Yom Tovim anymore, and since we don't observe these Yom Tovim, one is allowed to fast on the actual day of the Tainus, and one is allowed to give a hesped, and hesped of the Tainus is mutter even the day before and the day after of the Tainus. The Gemara says that there are two exceptions to the rule. There are two Yom Tovim that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus that remain in effect even today, and those are the Yom Tovim of Chanukah and Purim. So Chanukah and Purim are mentioned in the Yom Tovim that are Derabbanan, that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, and these are the two Yom Tovim that we still have today, that we still observe even today. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, the Rishonim say, if Megillas Tainus is still in effect regarding the halachas of Purim, the halachas of Megillah, the halachas of Chanukah, so now we have an issue, because we know, everyone knows, that the day before Purim, the 13th day of Adar, is observed today as a fast day, a fast of Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is the day before Purim. And this is a direct stira to the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Purim is one of the days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, and the days that are Megillas Tainus, one is not allowed to fast the day before. So the Rishonim ask, how is it possible, how are we allowed to fast the day before Purim? That's the kasha that the men Rishonim asked, and the Shita Mekubetzes over here brings down this kasha. The Shita Mekubetzes offers a number of answers. There are a number of answers given in the Rishonim. The Shita Mekubetzes brings the Yeshloimer. Din he dehein atzman loy batlu, ladin lefneim olachreim miyu batlu. So the first suggestion that the Shita says is that although the Gemara says that Chanukah and Purim are not batel, the Megillas Tainus was not canceled regarding Chanukah and Purim, but we can say that only when it comes to the halachas of Chanukah and Purim itself, there's still the halachas of Megillas Tainus, and one is not allowed to fast or give a hesped. However, this halacha that it says in Megillas Tainus, that the day before the Yom Tov and the day after the Yom Tov is also Osir, Behesped Uve Tainus, that halacha is batel. That halacha was canceled together with the rest of Megillas Tainus. And therefore the halacha will be that on Chanukah and on Purim itself, it's Osir to fast. But on the day before Chanukah and the day before Purim, it will be Mutter to fast. It's Mutter to fast, so that's why Chazal could make a takana. The takana will be that we fast, that our minig is to fast on Tainus Esther. According to this answer, it would only be a heter to fast on Tainus Esther, even the day before Chanukah, on the 24th day of Kislev, one would also be allowed to fast, because there's no difference, because that day, the halachas lefnei malchreim are potel. Then the Shita says, inami yesh loimar, it says a different teretz. He says, what's the reason why Chazal said that even the day before and the day after the Yom Tov is also behesed of the Tainus? on a regular Yom Tov, that it says in the Torah, the Yom Tov itself is also a betainus. And one is not allowed to fast on a Yom Tov. But the day before and the day after are not considered a Yom Tov. There's no issur to fast the day before Yom Tov and the day after Yom Tov. So the Gemara says in Tainus, the reason why Chazal made this rule by the Yom Tov Megillas Tainus, it's because of the rule that since it's not Menat Torah, it's only Derabbanon, so we say Divrei Torah, what it says in the Torah, ain't Tzrichin Chizik. Whatever the Torah says, people will listen. There's no need to strengthen the observance of mitzvahs that are Menat Torah. But things that are Divrei Sofrim, things that are only Derabbanon, so for that, Tzrichin Chizik. Chazal were afraid that people wouldn't take it seriously, and they wouldn't actually fulfill the halachas of the Yom Tov Derabbanon of not fasting. And therefore they said not only is the day itself Osir, even the day before and the day after is Osir, to show the stringency, to show how that we should be strict and we should actually fulfill the words of Chazal. So the only reason why you're not allowed to fast the day before is because the Divrei Seifrim need Chizik. So the Shita says that Purim is different than other Yom Tov Megillas Tainus. The other Yom Tov that it says in Megillas Tainus, There's nothing we do because of the Yom Tov. The Gemara over here discusses the first 8 days of Nisan. That was a Yom Tov because there was a machloek with the Tzidukim and they won eventually. They won them over with their arguments. But there's no special practice. There's nothing special that we do on the first 8 days of Nisan. On Purim, there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah. Not only is there a mitzvah to read the Megillah, the mitzvah to read the Megillah is actually written in the Sifrei Tanakh. It's written in the Megillah Esther. So, since there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah, and so there's no reason to think that people will not read the Megillah. It's something just like it says in the Torah. So this it says in the Megillah, to read the Megillah. So therefore, says the Shita, since we read the Megillah, it's Mefaris and Milsa, it's very well known, the Loitz are Chizik, and we don't have to ask it. According to this answer, that one is allowed to fast on Tainis Esther, it's only because of the Maker Megillah. This answer would not apply to Chanukah. If somebody, for whatever reason, would want to fast the day before Chanukah, according to this reason, it would not be mutter. There are other reasons given in the Rishonim. The Rosh, in the beginning of Megillah, quotes the Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah says, the Yud Gimel, the 13th day of Adar, Zman Kihilo Lakoilhi. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. That Yud Gimel is a Zman Kihilo, is a day of gathering for everybody. The Gemara says it in whatever context the Gemara says over there with the Halacha, that under certain circumstances one is allowed to read the Megillah even on the 13th day of Adar. That's a sugya for over there, for that Gemara and Megillah. However, what does it mean that the 13th day of Adar is a Zman Kehila, is a day of gathering? So the Rosh says that during the times of Mordechai and Esther, what happened on the 13th day of Adar? If you look in the Megillah says that the 13th day of Adar was the day that originally Haman envisioned that Klal Yisrael would be wiped out. All the enemies of Klal Yisrael would get together and kill them out. So instead, when they switched the Gzeirah, so the Gzeirah was that Yud Gimel was the 13th day of Adar, was the day that was given over for Bnei Yisrael, the Hinokim Yavim, to take Nekama against their enemies. So that was the day that they actually went and they fought. That was the day they went to war. So the Rosh says that the day they went to war, we find a precedent in the Chumash that when they went to war, they used to fast. It says in Parashas Bishalach that the Amalek attacked Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael went to fight. So it's brought down over there that they didn't eat because they were fighting a Muhammad, they were fighting a war. So part of the Muhammad was they accepted upon themselves to fast. So the Rosh says that together with the Muhammad comes fasting. So we see that during the times of Mordechai ve'Esther, they fasted on the 13th day of Adar. So therefore, he says, the reason that we fast today, on the 13th day of Adar, we fast in Tainis Esther, is an extension and to remember the fast day that they had over there. The fast day that they had on the 13th day of Adar, that is why we fast on the 13th day of Adar. What's the connection? Why does this take care of the problem of fasting? That even though usually in Megillas Tainis, you're not allowed to fast the day before. So the Ran in Tainis brings down the opinion of the Ravid. And the Ravid says that it actually says clearly in the Megillah that we're supposed to fast on the 13th day of Adar. If it's a pasuk in the Megillah, so then Megillah's Tainus doesn't have the authority to override a pasuk in the Megillah. Pasuk in the Megillah is stronger than Megillah's Tainus, which is only Takanas Chacham, Takan of Chazal. Where do we find in the Megillah that one is supposed to fast? So we said, like we said from the Rosh, that Klal Yisrael fasted when they went to fight in the Mochama against their enemies on the 13th day of Adar. So the Ravid says that it says in the Megillah, Divrei Hatzoymois V'Zakosom, that part of the Takana that Mordechai v'Esther made to celebrate the Yimei HaPurim Ha'ilah, these days of Purim, was to remember Divrei Hatzoymois, the fast days V'Zakosom, this that they cried out. So the Ravid understands, the way the Ran brings down the Ravid understands that this that we fast on Tainis Esther today, that is a takana that from the times of Mordechai and Esther themselves, that just like they fasted on the 13th day of Adar, so as we too, we also fast the 13th day of Adar, and according to the Ravid, it's an explicit, almost an explicit pasuk in the Megillah, and therefore there is no authority of Megillah's Tainis to override such an explicit pasuk in the Megillah. Now, so we have, this is the opinion of the Ravid. When it comes down to halacha lemaisa, there is a discussion in the Paiskim. Now there should be an afkamina la halacha, what exactly is the reason for why we fast Tainis Esther? The Ramah says in Arachaim, Tofresh Peivav Siv Beis, that when it comes to the fast of Tainis Esther, we're more lenient when it comes to other fast days. The other fast days, there's certain halachas, there's a certain level of choyli that's necessary. A person has to be a certain level of sickness in order for one to be allowed to cancel his fast and eat on the fast day. However, the Ramah says when it comes to Tainis Esther, even somebody who's not feeling well, he doesn't feel well and the fast is bothering him, he doesn't have to be so sick. Still, in such a situation, a person is not allowed to break his fast even on Tainis Esther. As I paskint the Ramah. Comes along the Vilna Gaon, it's commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Agra, and Vilna Gaon says that this halacha of the Ramah is contingent upon Emachlegis Rishonim. Why do we fast Tainis Esther? We just mentioned the Ravid. The Ravid holds that we fast Tainis Esther because it's a part of the Takana that Chazal said during the times of Mordechai v'Esther, that we have the Yom Tov of Purim and we have Tainis Esther to remember the Tainis that they fasted when they fought the Mocham, when they fought against the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Says the Vilna Gaon, if that's the case, so then it's a Takanas Chacham, then it should be just as strict as all the other fast days that are also Takanas Chacham. There's no reason that we should be more lenient over here than we should anywhere else. This that the Ramah says, that there's a mokim to be lenient, we can be mako because somebody's not feeling well on Tainis Esther more than other fast days, says the Vilna Gaon, that's only because the Ramah paskins not like the Ravid. The Ramah says, the Ramah goes like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim gave other answers to this question of why we're allowed to fast. Why we're allowed to fast today and it's not a problem. Because they held that this that we fast today is only a minig. There's no source in halacha, there's no source in the Gemara that you're supposed to fast on Tainis Esther, on Yud Gimel Adar. And there was a minig that was started in Klal Yisrael, and it's possible the minig had to do with the fast that they fasted on the 13th day of Adar. It's also possible that some Paiskim discussed that it's a remembrance, we remember the 3 days of fasting that Klal Yisrael fasted originally at the time of Haman's Gzeirah, even though over there it was 3 days and here it's only 1 day, and it's also a different time of the year because the actual Gzeirah took place during Nisan. It was actually on Pesach, like the Gemara says in Megillah. But as it may, the Gaon understands that the Ramah holds that the Tainis Esther is only a minig. And since it's only a minig, so we could be makel. However, the Fidei Ravid, that it's a Takanas Chachamim, it's based on a pasuk in the Megillah, there would be no place for someone to be Mekel. Now the problem, the Gaon says that the Ravid is not the Halacha, the Halacha is not like the Ravid. And the Ravid is very difficult, because the Gemara says clearly, he brings the Yerushalmi, that the Gemara says that during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, one is not allowed to fast on the 13th day of Adar. Now the Gemara doesn't say that it's the day before Purim and one is not allowed to fast, but the Gemara actually says that, in Gemara says in Tainus, that the and Rosh Hashanah, the 13th day of Adar, is actually listed in Megillas Tainus as a day of a Yom Tov. The Gemara describes there was a certain Yom Tov, there was a certain situation that happened, and the Chacham were Geizer Yom Tov. So therefore the 13th day of Adar is listed in Megillas Tainus itself as a day, and that's a Yom Tov. If the 13th day of Adar is a Yom Tov, that means one is not allowed to fast, one is not allowed to give a Hespit. So it's very clear from the Megillas Tainus and the Vilna Gaon quotes, there's a Gemara, there's a Yerushalmi, that say very clearly that one is not allowed to fast. Now, if you look in the Ran in Tainus inside, and the Ran quotes the Ravid is also busy with this Gemara, and he wants to say that when the Gemara said that it's a Yom Tov, the Gemara didn't mean that it's a Yom Tov, and it says Megillas Tainus, and therefore one is not allowed to fast. Because there's a takana that you're supposed to fast. What the Gemara means is that you're not allowed to give a hespit. The fasting, we have to fast because it's an earlier takana. But hespit, you're not allowed to give a hespit. Hespit, we could get away without giving a hespit. So therefore one is not allowed to give a hespit. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and the Gaon holds that the Gemara is clear, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that we were not allowed to fast. If you're not allowed to fast on the 13th day of Adar, so therefore it's very clear, you have to say that this that we fast today, after Megillas Tainus is bottle, is only a minute, and we have to use the other reasons that are said in the Rishonim. It's interesting that the Netziv in the Pirish on Sheiltas, Hamig Sha'ala, on the Sheiltas, Samach Zayin, Sifkot and Yutes, brings down the Vilna Gaon, and he wants to answer the Kasha. And he says like this, he says that, true, that the Gemara says that they didn't fast, because the Yud Gimel Adar was actually a Yom Tov. Fine. So it's actually a Yom Tov. So all you see is that in the times of Second Beis Hamikdash, when Megillas Tainus was in effect, they didn't fast. You're gonna ask me a question. That, how could they not fast if it's Takana that you're supposed to fast? So the Netziv says that they're, according to the Ravid, it doesn't say explicitly that they made Gzeira that you're Mechuyiv to fast on the 13th day of Adar. Not Mechuyiv to fast the 13th day of Adar. You have to, the Zevriat Tainus Zakosim, it says that in Megillah that there's a Takana that you're supposed to fast. Okay? So, you know, what happens if the 13th day of Adar is on Shabbos? If the 13th day of Adar falls on Shabbos, and Purim is on Sunday, we push the fast back to Thursday. So you see, you could fast on a different day. So the takana is that you should fast one day during Adar. It doesn't have to be the 13th day of Adar. So during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, where we have a conflict, the 13th day of Adar is a Yom Tov, you can't fast, so they'll fast a different day. They'll fast the 12th day of Adar, the 11th day, there's a different day, we could be kaveh a different tainus. Masha'en came. Bisman Azeh, where we built Megillas Tainus is Bala. So then, we can go back to the Ikar Alocha, and the Ikar Alocha is that they were going to fast on the 13th day of Adar, and that's why we're allowed to fast. And that's how the Netziv wants to explain the opinion of the Ravid. Now, there is actually, in Aruch HaShulchan over there in Tavish Peivov says that the Ravid, even though he brought down a Pasuk, Divrei HaTzaimos, he didn't mean to say that it's a Takonos Chachomim, that it's Mamish goes back all the way to times of Mordechai ve'Esther. He also meant that it's a Minig. But it's a Minig that they were Soimeich, they gave a Smachto, that they brought the Pasuk Divrei HaTzaimos. Now, the Ravid himself is saying that the fact that there exists an earlier takon to fast, that could override the problem of not fasting the day before Purim. That the Ravid says explicitly. What the Aruch HaShulchan is gaining with his pshat is that you don't have to necessarily say like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that according to the Ravid, that it's a posik, so there's a chiv to fast, and there's no mocking to be made over somebody who just doesn't feel well. The Aruch HaShulchan will hold, and no, even the Ravid will agree that the halacha of the Ramah, that someone who doesn't feel well is doesn't have to fast, that's true even according to him. Because in this regard, he wouldn't say that there's going to be a machloikis hapaisian, there won't be a machloikis yoshayim, and everyone will agree that it's only a minig, and therefore one will not have to fast if he doesn't feel well, according to the Ramah.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.